thousands of people at a mass gathering violating COVID-19 protocol. Election rallies and political events are in full swing as coronavirus cases surge across India, fueled by the Omicron variant. On the stage is New Delhi's chief minister, who has now tested positive and is being criticized as his government imposes new restrictions.
There will be a curfew on weekends, which means Saturdays and Sundays in Delhi. I appeal to people not to step out during curfew. Only step out if extremely necessary and follow the curfew and stay in your home, work from home.
The new rules come a week after the city imposed a night curfew and also closed down schools, gyms and cinemas. Now it's asking its employees to work from home, telling people to only step out when absolutely necessary. India's financial capital is the hardest hit. Schools like this one have now reverted to online teaching for most students. Despite restrictions on gatherings, people have been flocking to beaches and tourist hotspots across Mumbai.
It's a good decision to impose restrictions in the state, but the crowd here today will only lead to more cases of Omicron. It would have been better if this decision was taken a bit earlier and we would have been able to control the spread.
Elsewhere, crowds are staying away from popular sites. This famous museum in the eastern city of Kolkata was almost deserted. Schools and many businesses were closed. But some business owners, facing financial losses, are questioning some of the restrictions.
Places that get crowded, like bars, restaurants and cinemas, all of those are open. But only gyms, spas and beauty salons have been closed. Gyms are for people's health and they can help people during the pandemic.
Despite the rapid spread of COVID-19, hospital admissions remain low. But hundreds of healthcare workers have tested positive, sparking staffing concerns. One of India's top hospitals has ordered doctors to return from vacation and prepare for an influx of patients. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.